And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
Selling products dominates the advertising world, and so it is to be expected that selling products would dominate advertising on Vancouver Transit, SkyTrain, and buses. But last week, a non-commercial campaign was launched at a Vancouver SkyTrain and on several bus routes in the city. To explain, I'm joined in the studio by Marty Roth, part of the Palestine Awareness Coalition that organized the campaign. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Jane.
Thanks for coming down to the station.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
For those of you who, for those people who haven't seen the four-picture poster at the Vancouver City Centre SkyTrain station or on one of the buses, and I'm actually one of those people, describe what we would see.
Well, you'd see a design that consists of four maps, and each one shows the various allocation of Israeli and Palestinian land, and they go from 1946 to 2012, and what you can see is, very graphically, is the disappearance of Palestinian land.
Now, you brought in a picture here.
I brought in a picture.
It's very, very. It's a map of Palestine in the first one, and Israel called Israel in the last three.
Yes.
And very clear colors.
Very, very clear. And what you see in the last map is the tremendous shrinkage of Palestinian land consisting of a block, that is Gaza, and then a number of areas that constitute the West Bank, but they're non-contiguous. They're separated one from another, and Israeli settlements surround them and move between them.
So in the first picture that I'm looking at here, Palestine is green. This is 1946, and it's
this is before the institution of the State of Israel. So as one would expect, the Jewish settlements are very few.
So the Jewish settlements almost look like a little rash on the green, but then when you go to the last one, it's like what's left of Palestine almost looks like a little rash on the
rash of green on the yellow.
Yes. So very dramatic. And what are the words on the poster?
We've entitled it Disappearing Palestine, and the only tag that we've appended to it comes from United Nations statistics, and it says that 5 million Palestinians are classified as refugees by the UN.
Did you have quite a bit of discussion about whether to put more text or to what extent to let the pictures speak for themselves?
Mm-hmm. A fair amount. Yes, there were different. Remember that we're a coalition of seven different organizations, and I myself belong to an organization called Independent Jewish Voices. And we all have there's great unity among the groups, but there's also differences in our approach. And there were various suggestions as to what would be appropriate text to put on this design, and this was the one that was eventually agreed upon.
So you opted for a fairly minimal amount of words and let the pictures speak for themselves.
Oh yes, that was our intention.
Was there any significance in the fact that this was a collective project?
I think it's of great significance. I think that in addition to the success of the advertising campaign itself, what gladdens me is the way that the various pro-Palestinian groups in Vancouver have learned to work together, and I imagine that we will go on working together on various projects.
When you say success, how are you measuring success?
I'm measuring success by the media feedback primarily.
So what has the response been from the media?
Well, the response has been tremendous. When I sent out the first press releases for the ads, I never expected that this would be a particularly newsworthy story. You know, groups were putting up ads, so what? But the mainstream Jewish groups responded with such ferocity and such fervor that it became a very, very newsworthy story. And we've been contacted by radio, television, and newspaper people who want to interview us. And that's all to the good. It gives us a chance to tell our story.
What did the pro-Israel lobby say in their response?
It was extreme. It was, in my opinion, quite hysterical and pathological. There is a line of millennialist thought that seems to inhabit organizations like CIJA, Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center, and B'nai B'rith, a line of millennialist thought that identifies any criticism of Israeli policy with a desire to destroy the entire state. It's quite insane. And yet, this is the response that we get. We have been accused of, on the one hand, desiring to absolutely destroy, wipe the state of Israel from the face of the map. We have also, on the other hand, been accused of endangering the security of the Jewish population of Vancouver.
Was there an effort to try to get TransLink to not allow the ads?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, but of course, that TransLink had already agreed to run the ads, and the reaction came into being after the ads were up. And we knew that we were well within our rights, that these ads conformed to the advertising standards of the Canadian Advertising Council, and also fell well within the rights guaranteed by the charter. And TransLink has been absolutely splendid. They have stood up without any equivocation, without any hesitation, for the right, for freedom of speech, for the right of us to run such ads.
What was the goal on the part of the coalition that you were working with of the campaign?
Very simply, it was an educational campaign, and it was designed to catch the attention of the general Canadian public as dramatically and graphically as we could, and either remind those who knew or introduce to those who didn't an extremely grievous situation in the Middle East, a situation of daily pain on the part of a subject population so that I, as a Jew, feel very strongly about.
You decided not to refer people towards organizations in the ad, even in small print.
Oh yes, because we have to tell them we have to tell them who's sponsoring it.
Oh, that
and
is
so,
small print.
Yes,
I'm seeing it now.
It is indeed, but it's bigger in the actual ads.
Okay.
This is an earlier design.
I see. Okay.
So we've had to tell them that it was sponsored by a group called the Palestine Awareness Coalition. We've had to give them our website, and on that website are links to all of the seven groups.
But that is good.
That is very good. We hope that they will go onto our website and read some more. But even if they just choose to go on the internet generally and read some more, I feel that we've accomplished a great part of what we set out to do.
Do you have any anecdotal information about how transit passengers have reacted?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry to say. I was down there for an interview the day that the ad went up at the Vancouver City Center, and I did observe everybody looking. I mean, it was quite startling.
How long will the ads be up?
4 weeks.
And so how much did you have to raise to get ads up for 4 weeks?
Well, we hope to continue with this campaign, but let's call this the first run. And the first run cost us $15,000.
Okay. And then did you have a choice of the bus routes, or did the TransLink say these ones? Or?
Well, not really, because at the various SkyTrain stations, there are two kinds of formats, what are called wall murals and what are called platform posters. And we have a wall mural. Major commercial advertisers have these sewn up for years, so that all we could get was the one at Vancouver City Center. And it's very centrally located, and we're very happy about it, but we were going after two. There is a response. There was an editorial that ran in the Vancouver Courier yesterday that claims that we have a wall mural up at Oak Ridge Center in the heart of the Jewish neighborhood. This is absolutely false, and I'm wondering how they got that information. But no, there's only one wall mural. Buses, you can't stipulate routes. You can buy bus ads that go along the outside of buses, and they are put on 15 buses, and you can stipulate the city center, Vancouver, Surrey, Burnaby, what have you, but the bus routes change for these buses all the time. So what might be a number 7 bus today will be a number, 14 bus tomorrow.
A similar campaign has been successful in several parts of the U.S.
Yes.
This is the first time in Canada.
First time in Canada. Okay. There are other campaigns afoot, even as we speak.
Where?
A group called Canadians for Justice and the Peace in the Middle East have raised the money to do very, very similar campaigns in Toronto and Calgary. They're running into a lot of trouble in Toronto because the Toronto Transit Commission, in my reading of the situation, is not as upright as the Vancouver Transit.
Now, am I correct that actually TransLink had been taken to Supreme Court by a group to say, maybe they weren't as keen before that case as they were after, and they were told they couldn't.
But the Supreme Court decision should apply to Canada as a whole. So it applies to Toronto as much as it does to Vancouver. Yes, there was a Supreme Court decision that very specifically allowed for the kind of ads that we've put up.
You mentioned earlier that you're continuing to collect donations
yes.
for the project.
Yes.
How long would you like to see it go?
As long as we have money.
Yes. I knew what was coming with that.
Yes, yes.
And it was $15,000 for 4 weeks?
$15,000 for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Our website, PalestineAwarenessCoalition.wordpress.com.
And on that website, they'll be able to find that.
They'll be able to find all of the donation information. They can also donate by credit card, but since they can find that information, I won't go through it here.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and
very
congratulations
welcome.
On the
thank
success
you.
Of the campaign.
Thank you. We're very pleased.
Yes, you must be. I've been speaking with Marty Roth. He's been active in the Palestine Awareness Coalition, and he himself is a member of Independent Jewish Voices, one of the members of that coalition. And the website to go to if you would like to find out how to donate and how to keep these ads going longer is the Palestine Awareness Coalition website, which is at wordpress.com.